This is WSKG News. I'm Brett Jaspers. The company behind the Constitution Pipeline wants permission to cut down trees along the route. The project aims to transport Pennsylvania's natural gas through upstate New York and to eastern markets. The project got federal approval in 2014, but still needs New York State to award water quality permits. After that, federal regulators can give it the all clear. In the meantime, Constitution Pipeline Company says it needs to cut down about 75,000 trees. It won't move any earth and will leave the stumps in place. Company spokesman Chris Stockton says the regulation gives them a narrow window so the work doesn't disturb certain birds and bats.
We need to start now in order to complete the work prior to this spring, and that's so that we can stay within the environmental window and compliance.
The next possible window would be in the fall. The company stresses it's not talking about construction here, but that's under debate.
It is the first step of construction. It is an incredibly destructive step.
Monine Naismith is a staff attorney at Earth Justice and represents many environmental groups opposed to the project.
There's some real concerns about how that will affect the streams and waterways and wetlands that are near the pipeline route.
Naismith also argues there are still unresolved appeals to the original federal approval. The federal agency in question declined to comment on pending decisions. Constitution Pipeline asked it to decide by Friday. New York State has until April to rule on the water quality permits. Brett Jaspers, WSKG News.